This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Our Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening on a Friday. I have more confidence than ever, Mike Bell, about this game on Sunday. Now, look, it's not in my nature to count the chickens before they've hatched. But with that said, we've had independent reports on this radio station from two credible sources in Dallas that have said the exact same thing in different ways. Here's what they said. The Cowboys are not a good football team. They're struggling in many areas right now. They're very limited on offense. They've got a bunch of injuries, including their star on defense, who will miss this game, in Micah Parsons. Mike, they are battling a lot, and it's making me believe that we're going to handle business on Sunday.
So why didn't you pick them?
I'm sorry?
So why didn't you bet them?
Excuse me?
You had a chance to put your money where your mouth is. I bet the over, and I took the Falcons -3. But you, sir, chose to sit this one out.
I did. I don't want to bet them and jinx this thing.
Okay? Well, you know what? Speaking for all Falcon fans, we appreciate Nostra Dukas sitting this one out. And by the way,
no way Jaren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
Guy hit me up. Cue up. Find the old Michael Buffer in the computer, because a guy hit us up on the text line saying, I've heard you mention this Nostra Dukas. And again, we always assume everybody knows that they've been with us since 2014. But back in the day, we started 5-0 and 15 under Dan Quinn, and that's when Carl said he was starting to look ahead, and then the wheels came off, and we had a 5-game losing streak.
And now, another misguided prediction from Nostra Dukas.
That's so, our buddy Michael Buffer.
We got him to do that for us in Vegas. So that's when you hear us say Nostra Dukas. We're talking about Carl making a bold pronouncement, which may blow up in our face. And by the way, Carl has not hired a band to play background for him. He's at State Farm Arena because he'll be on TV tonight.
Oh, Mike, this is the illusion. Why are you blowing
You'll see during pre, mid-game, and post on what is now FanDuel Sports. So check that out tonight as the Hawks are in action at State Farm. I just want to explain that to the listeners who are going, oh, I like the vibe.
Yeah, they're actually rehearsing the national anthem here in the arena. Look, let's talk about the Falcons.
And by the way, I want you to know that back here in the studio, Chris and Orrin are standing at attention.
As they should.
As well you should.
Stand up and remove your hats.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the Falcons here, for real. So, this is something we just want to say now, before we come back on a Falcon Monday, and we're talking about another dub, that's what I believe. And then we get to Tuesday morning, and everybody's worried about the other thing. We all have anxiety. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be worried about the trade deadline, okay? I'm going to be worried about what we're doing to improve. So I just want to say this now, because I think there'll be a lot going on between now and Tuesday, and then we'll roll in, and the Falcons won't do anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, for the first time in a very long time, I'm going to be disappointed. Guys, we are in first place in the NFC South. We are going to the playoffs if things continue to roll in this division. You win your division, you go. And to not improve or attempt to not improve by adding pass rush, Mike, I said it earlier and I'll say it again for those who are just joining us. I'm going to feel a little bit cheated. If you told me in years past, hey, they're not making any moves because the team's not going anywhere. Okay, I can buy that. I can't buy that now. Mike, I can't buy that. If you're going to be in this thing, let's be in it and make another move to get some pass rush help. Mike and I have laid this out. 9 NFL players right now, individuals, have more sacks than we do as a team. That's our issue.
Well, guys, we've talked about it. You know, there's a 3-year window. Look, if Cousins continues to play at this level, I mean, we're going to have some interesting decisions in about 2 or 3 years from now. We'll find out. But Kirk Cousins, if he continues to play where we're at right now, reminds you of the 16 offense. Obviously, that was one for the record books with Shanahan. But we're scoring a ton of points. We've got all these weapons. All the draft picks now are paying dividends. But our pass rush is still non-existent. And I know our secondary has been ball hawking and we're bend don't break and all that. But against elite quarterbacks, they will pick us apart. We've got to get edge rush. We've talked about a number of players, and it looks like the Browns, by the way, for what it's worth, if you want to go get one of their edge rush guys, you know, again, Carl, I still don't believe that Miles. Well, there's been some stuff today that said Miles Garrett might be in play. I still can't believe that because, first off, the cap hit for the Browns is insane. They would have like a $300 million cap hit between that and Deshaun the next couple of years. So Za'Darius Smith, the reported ask is a fourth round pick. The Falcons do have a fourth round pick. And if you want to throw in a sweetener, hell yeah, have a sixth rounder from next year, whatever it takes. I say you got to go get this guy. He's got 5 sacks. That makes him the best defensive player on this team, not named Jesse Bates.
I agree. Guys, I don't know if the phones are blowing up there at Flowery Branch, but they should be. Because they should be talking to everybody in the league who is interested in potentially moving one of these edge rushers to truly help us out. Now, with that said, you know I've challenged Matthew Judon this week. I said, step up. Last night, I'm watching the Jets. Horrible first half. But I'm watching a guy wearing number 7. And I said, is that Hassan Reddick? Almost wrapping the quarterback up and looking like he's making plays, and he's fresh off of getting out of the car and off the couch. Like, what are we doing here, Mike?
I mean,
Judon's got to be better, man. So that is something I want to see this week, and this is a prime opportunity for him to do it against his Cowboy offensive line.
Well, we did ask Coach about it, and a couple guys brought it up on the text line, said, I'm getting sick and tired of Coach speak. Well, look, all they're saying is, and Jimmy Lake kind of said some more of the stuff this week about they're close and this and that, but fans want to see the tangible results, which is quarterback on the ground, okay, sacks. So where you're at right now, where's Ebikadie? Are we going to blitz more? I mean, do we feel that, you know, we'll keep everything in front of us, don't let CeeDee Lamb get over the top, and just it'll be more of, I mean, Dak might throw for 350 yards if we can't blitz him, Carl. It's just matter of how much don't break.
No, that part is absolutely true, which is the part that keeps them in the game and the part that makes us really nervous at the end if it plays out that way. Let me hear from Raheem Morris talking about the lack of pass rush and how it puts pressure on the secondary.
I don't think you look at it that way. You know, somewhat it provides a little bit of opportunity for him. You know, we haven't seen AJ get 2 picks in a very long time, if ever. And right now he's at the ability to get 2 picks. Jesse Bates is making plays all over the place. So those guys have played extremely well in different areas, different times of the game, especially timely last week and getting the ball back for us. So, like, I wouldn't necessarily call it pressure. I just call it what the business entails. You know, like, you got to do whatever you got to do to win that football game. And that's what those guys have been doing. I'm very proud of them.
By the way, and I need to add this as a caveat to our conversation about the phones burning up and making calls. If you go get somebody, and I can hear Falcon fans right now, well, Dukes, what if it doesn't work? Then it doesn't work.
Right. I mean, guys, we're a team which is on the cusp of the – I mean, look, we're playing – now, the thing is, I think there's still some knuckleheads out there going, yeah, believe it when you beat the Cowboys. Okay. I mean, because the Cowboys are so big and scary. Okay, you got a star on the helmet. Ooh! Carl just laid it out. I mean, they got issues. But and Micah Parsons, by the way, it is official. It came out about 45 minutes ago. It's official.
That's
Micah
good.
Parsons is out, Sports
That's
Illustrated
good.
Reporting.
Well, and here's the deal with Parsons. Whether you think he's half of himself or not, he is a guy you have to account for. Now we don't. That's good news, especially with our offensive line being a little banged up. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Friday, guys. It's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 at our friends Buffalo Wild Wings. Here is Bijan Robinson, and you'll hear from our quarterback and the quarterback report coming up in less than 7 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare.
Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Let's stay right there as Kirk Cousins sits down with Dave Archer. But Bijan, Mike, talking about this backfield tandem. What was the name you gave him earlier? What were we talking about?
Well, they were looking for a nickname, you know, like Butch Cassidy and Sundance. That was Zonka and Jim Kick. Of course, you know, you had Thunder and Lightning with the Giants back in the day. But now I said Tango and Cash because for those who don't remember the Stallone-Kurt Russell vehicle from the late 80s, you've got two cops with their own styles. Bijan obviously can dance. Of course, he can run through guys too. But Algier's the guy for pay dirt in the red zone. So I said Tango and Cash.
I like that, believe it or not. Now, we'll see what happens as far as we get down the road and names start to stick these nicknames. But Bijan was talking about this tandem with him and Algier.
Right. Me and Ty feel great right now, man, which is great. Like that's the one thing about having a tandem is like, you know, you're taking obviously less hits off your body. And, you know, obviously there's some games where, you know, the workload has to go up because of the situation that we're in. And, you know, that's just something that you just don't control. You just – whatever opportunity you have to make the most of it. But, you know, with me and Tyler, like we're always, you know, trying to get as fresh as we can. And that tandem that we do have definitely helps our bodies and how we go into the next game.
Bijan looks really good.
Dude, seeing him at field level, I mean, I sit up at 342, so it's kind of nice to be like just a few feet away. The dude, as we know, is just so elusive. And even like when it's not a big big play, he's still only like a shoestring tackle, you know, yeah. Or somebody getting hands on from a breaking almost every time he touches the ball, you feel like he can take it to the house.
So he was asked about how he feels physically right now and heading into the middle part of the season where he's at.
You know, we all execute, and I think for me, like, I'm starting to just, you know, grow my confidence from week to week. And, you know, I think it's all starting, like, what I'm doing, like, in the film room with Coach and even with Ty, like, just what we're all seeing and looking at. And I'm starting to, like, really pick up on just a lot of different things when it comes to the run game, the pass game, the pass protection. And I'm trying to do it as consistent as possible. But, yeah, for me, it's more so, like, just my confidence is really growing as I go out there. And, you know, I'm going out there just loose and free. To just like play the best game possible, but
loose and free.
Right.
When you play that way, you're dangerous. When you're tight and you're thinking and you're overthinking, you usually don't play well.
Right. And last year, you know, Arthur Smith kind of inferred that maybe they had thrown too much of the playbook out and whatever. That's ancient history. He looks like a Pro Bowler, like one of the top players in the league. As far as injuries for the Falcons, Troy Anderson's out with a knee. Questionable, I should say. Not out, but questionable. Chris Lindstrom is also questionable. He could have come back in the game against the Bucs, but they kept him out. Drew Dahlman is also questionable. He got back to practicing, Carl, but Ryan Neuzel's done a really nice job. Hinton did a nice job coming in for Lindstrom. So not sure if those guys get hurt, if these guys can go back in, but that's where they're at. Listed as questionable.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. I'm very confident right now heading into Sunday, and you should too. Coming up, our quarterback with Dave Archer. It's the Quarterback Report brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an hour away from Atlanta. You'll hear what Kirk Cousins has to say about the Cowboys next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Friday, which means it's happy hour at our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You will hear our incredible conversation with our quarterback as he sat down with us earlier this week just to talk about all the things. But we want to know what his thoughts are on the Cowboys specifically. And each and every week, you get a chance to hear from our quarterback right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game with Dave Archer. It's the Quarterback Report.
Let's get it right here. Let's get in the end zone. Let's go!
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Now time to catch up with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, here on Countdown to Kickoff. And Kirk, first of all, congratulations. I know it's a team of deal, and that you'll defer to that, but Player of the Week again. In the first half of the season, already two Player of the Weeks for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it helps when Kyle Pitts has a couple runaways, you know, for huge plays when I'm just kind of throwing to him and he's open and then he does the rest. You know, Bijan did a nice job too, leaking out in the flat on the backside. Protection was good. Mooney's route was awesome on his touchdown. And then Zach's obviously given us at-bats, given us opportunities to move the football. So I've always said from the day I signed here, I'm a point guard. I try to distribute, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. And it's not an easy thing to do, but that's all I really try to do and let the guys take it from there.
Well, you're doing it at the highest level. There's no question about that. I want you to expound on the where the offensive line is right now. I know there was some things, some growing pains, maybe kind of figuring out what Zach wanted to do and those kind of things. But still, this offensive line, and I know you talked about it last week after the game. I mean, man, to be able to go through as many reads as you went through a couple times in that game, they're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for the type of game I play because I'm trying to be in the pocket. I'm trying to go through progressions. And so to give me that pocket makes a meaningful difference. I think the fact that they can do it both in the run game and the pass game is also tremendous. A lot of times an old lineman is usually either one or the other. So to have both is a big help. They're well coached, and they're self-led too, and it's a really good group.
Your group that you're throwing the football to just continues to make plays for you, continues to be on the same page with you. Is there anything that is in the first half of the season now, we're kind of 8 weeks in going into our ninth game, that has surprised you about that group at all?
Well, I'm learning more about them, what they do well, how to kind of give them chances to be really successful. I think Zach, much the same, has learned a lot about the skill group and how to game plan accordingly. But I just think, you know, every week has been kind of a step forward, and I felt the Tampa game on that Thursday night, we really matured as an offense and had that shared experience that I think helped us grow, and we've been building from there. But I just keep asking a lot of them as playmakers to get open and to make my life easier, and they keep answering the challenge.
All right, let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. It's a team that's struggled some, and some of it has to do with some of the guys they don't have on the field. Yeah. Not sure who's going to be in this game. Potentially one of the better players in the league, and Micah Parsons could play in this game. When you see Dallas on tape, what do you see?
Well, you see a team that I think is more dangerous than their record because of what you just said. I think that, you know, there's some guys in the back end, too, I've played against for several years who have played really, really high-level football. So, you know, I expect it to be a real challenge, and I think Dallas has always played with great speed on defense, and I think we'll feel that. And so we have to show up with a mindset to match that speed and have an answer.
How much of does it matter that you know Mike Zimmer as well as you do and what he wants to do defensively?
Well, I think, you know, the scheme is really sound, and so even if you know the coverage they're in or if you know what they're trying to do, that doesn't mean you have the best answer because they still, you know, understand, you know, how to counter that. And you know, Eric Kendricks there is the signal caller, the green dot wearer making the calls. You know, he's been in the scheme a long time. And so I don't know that it gives too much of an advantage of any kind. And Coach Zimmer and Eric practiced against me for years. And so they likewise, you know, would probably have a similar knowledge. And I think that's part of the chess match that is football. And it'll be interesting to see how the game unfolds.
All right, last thing for you. You mentioned Bijan Robinson a few moments ago. And I tried to describe what he's like. And I can go back to guys I played against and saw and watched play. When you hand the football off to a guy like that and he does some of the stuff he does to make people miss, I mean, you almost become a fan of that, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a front row seat, right? There's nobody in the building who has the view that I have. But I think it's just about, can we get the football in his hands and can we be somewhat creative with how we do it, but also not too complicated. You know, there have been times like in the Tampa game at the end of the half in the 2 minute, he runs a little swing route to the flat. He's matched in two man. I put the ball on him. It should be a 1 yard loss. He makes the guy miss and gains us 12 yards, gets us a first down and gets out of bounds to stop the clock. So you realize, I'm just so glad I put the ball in his hands, because that's the key, is get the ball in his hands and then he can do his thing. But yeah, giving him enough at bats in the run game, enough opportunities in the pass game, and then from there, once the ball's in his hands, he's got to go be, you know, who he's been, a dynamic player.
Thanks for your time, man. Go have some fun.
Yeah, thanks, Arch. The Falcons.
That is Kirk Cousins. And Mike, I mean, he helped, he was breaking stuff down with us earlier this week as well, talking about Mooney running routes and all that stuff. He's so detail-oriented. Doesn't it seem that way with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a guy that's a pro. We already know what we had in here. We just didn't have guys that were, you know, that good. Mariota's a journeyman, and Ritter was still trying to keep his head above water. But in this case, you've got a guy, saw it firsthand down in Tampa, sitting behind the bench, him working with the offensive line, talking to his, when Hinton goes in the game, he's talking to Hinton. Okay, what are you talking to your guard about? He's talking to him. You know, talking to the receivers, making adjustments, like he told us about the things with Drake London. You'll hear that conversation coming up at 6:20, guys, right here on Dukes and Bell. But yeah, it's like having an extra coach. And as we said, he's arguably the most engaging guy that's ever worn a Falcon uniform. I mean, as far as charisma, he's got up the yin yang. And now the only thing missing from the resume is seeing it through, which gets us back to what we talked about last hour. Let's get some more weapons on the defensive side, because we got everything we need on the offensive side.
Yeah, we really do. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you guys and how you're feeling heading into Sunday and what you think right now. I mean, look, if we win Sunday, right, I don't know if it changes my opinion. I'm not going to come back in here Monday and tell you guys, oh, this takes us over. I already think we're better than the Cowboys. So if we win, it's just proof that was the situation which we were going into. But it also proves, Mike, that letdown we had a few weeks ago, you know, good teams find a way to learn from their mistakes. I'll say that again. Good teams learn how to learn from their mistakes. You don't do those things again. And so that was something Coach was preaching to us when we were up there, like, hey, it's a teachable moment. We're going to be better for that whole situation against Seattle. Well, we'll find out. Because if we're as good as we think we are right now, we're in the mix in the NFC, you handle this game on Sunday under the circumstances in which the Cowboys are coming in here with.
Hey, man, some other stuff that's out there today. There's really nothing shaking. The trade deadline, of course, is Tuesday, Election Day. But I did see an article from one of the Dolphin websites saying, would they shop Emmanuel Ogba? Because, you know, the Dolphins are 2-5. They just, you could argue their season kind of finally, you know, even though they brought Tua back, they lost a heartbreaker to Arizona at home. So I know I mentioned to you as kind of half kidding, you know, Calais Campbell, because he still, you know, still gets after it. But Ogba actually had a pretty good effort his last outing, and, you know, he could certainly pump up some edge rush, or, you know, however you'd want to utilize him in a Jimmy Lake defense. Would that interest you?
Any help up front that can get push, help stop the run, and create more pass rush, I'm interested in. I don't think we're going to go get, again, a superstar caliber brand name that you are going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But that doesn't mean you can't get help. And sometimes it's those guys that make the difference, Mike. It's not always the guy you go get and, he's going to come in here. Sometimes it's the rotational guy that comes in and your run-stop defense gets better. Your pass rush gets better because he's just a better level of player, but he may not be elite or a name that everybody's expecting us to go get. Right. I'll take any of that.
Ogba, for what it's worth, guys, 31. There's no big contract attached to it. He signed a one-year deal with the Dolphins, prorated. Just throwing a name. We're giving you different names out there just to kind of, you know, at least hopefully, as you said, they're on the phone. They're making some of these conversations.
They better be.
And the other story I just saw real quick, this is from Bleacher Report, so take it with a grain of salt. They say that Carolina is trying to gauge the interest about Bryce Young at the trade deadline.
What is going to happen this weekend with the Dogs and the Gators? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike, listen, I feel like, you know, the whole cover thing, 14.5, 15 points, I'm not sure about that. I do feel confident that the Dogs are a better team at this point. But Florida's going to play their hearts out, man. And, you know, I forget who our guest was, but they said maybe, you know, they're playing for Billy Napier at this point. And maybe that's true. But where are you at right now heading into tomorrow's matchup with Florida, Georgia?
Georgia will crush Florida. That's why I took them. I bet them minus the 14.5. They got 9 starters out. I mean, 8 if you count, because Graham Mertz is already out.
Yep.
But they got 8 starters, or at least guys that contribute, you know, that are more than, you know, 10 to 20 snaps are out for this game. So on both sides of the ball, by the way. And Montrell Johnson is a run. Well, running back, linebackers, I got some guys that are questionable. Point is, George is healthier. George has finally gotten that superstar defense we were looking for. Jalen Warren, the guys that we were waiting for, Mykel Williams, those guys really emerged out of the Texas game, and I think there's no stopping them. I think now, like, Kirby, but you know Kirby amps him up for this game, as Kirby was amped up as a player for this game. So that's why I really think Georgia, even though I know it's a trap, it's scary, it's rivalry, there's been weird things in this, I don't think this is that year for that.
No, I don't either. I really don't. I don't feel like this is setting up for that. This is simply, they're better, go out and show it, and by the end of the fourth quarter, Georgia should be walking off the field with another victory and, you know, remaining one of the top teams in the country. I agree with you at this point. I think for Florida, and I said this earlier in the show, if you're Napier, Mike, you want to keep it close. If you get another blowout, you got blown out by Miami, Texas A&M has blown you out. What it has shown is the disparity in talent with these better teams that you're facing. And I think, you know, if they keep it close, it bodes well for him. I'm not saying you want to lose, but you don't want to lose by 30 to Georgia in this game based on what's already happened, because the schedule doesn't get any easier for Florida. And, Mike, they could end the season losing four of their next five, and all of a sudden now this whole Napier thing resurfaces and everybody's saying, all right, is he the right guy?
I know that Napier has got a brutal schedule. We already covered it. I mean, there's really the only win you could see realistically is Florida State.
And that's a win.
And that's a rivalry game. But look, Florida State may lose to North Carolina. Probably will. They're a 2.5-point favorite. It's just, this thing is so dead. I mean, I know you hate to say college athletes quit or a pro athlete, but now they're sort of semi-pros. This thing is so off the rails. I mean, there's coaches probably sending resumes out right now that are assistants on that staff, because they're going to have to fire everybody and rehire a new staff for Mike Norvell. But it's just, it's bad. But that's the win. That's the win. Napier, if can he get the big recruit? I mean, Lagway, who you're going to see at quarterback, is a big find. You said we're out of Texas, right? I mean, it's a big, big recruit.
Number one.
If you can continue to build on that, and I know it seems like, you know, the casual fan would say, well, how are you going to convince a kid to come here when everybody else is selling against you that you're going to be gone in a year or gone midseason? Well, he dodged it so far, right? We all thought he'd be gone by this weekend, Halloween.
Because they're playing – number one, better. But they're playing – listen, I think they're playing hard. Like, this is the thing with these coaches. If you're watching a team and you go, all right, it's one thing I don't have talent, or we're not as good as the teams that we're playing, but my team shows up, that bodes well, and that tells me that guys are at least connecting. Mike, it's the worst thing is to watch a team and you realize they don't have talent and they don't give a damn.
Right.
Like, I see Florida.
And that's Florida State. That's I just referred to it. That would be an FSU, exactly.
Yeah, so that to me is why it looks better for Billy Napier. But there, you know, still, the talent wins, man, all day, every day. So if you don't have that on the field, it's going to be a long day.
But again, but there's still going to be some fans out there that say, no, I don't know how they've been burned so often now the last couple of years. Do you have a group of the big boosters at Florida who say, hey, that Kurt Cignetti up in Indiana, that's the new news. That's what we need. You know, I don't know. There'll be many schools that'll be pursuing him, because what he's done at James Madison out in Indiana has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, here's the issue, though. And this is, again, you know, ask Texas A&M. You're going to cut Napier your $30 million
check?
Well,
that's it. I don't think they've got that coin. I mean, do they have the will to spend it, knowing the other things? And has Rashada lawsuit, that thing, ever been settled, by the way?
No, I
don't even know where that's even going.
Yeah, it's kind of on the back burner as far as in the public eye, but no, I don't think it's been settled. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when we talk about these buyouts, I mean, everybody always talks about the money that you're paying the guy to go away. What about the number that you're paying the new guy to come in?
Right.
I mean, this is not chump change. You're talking about paying him, all of his new assistants, the new staff, everything that goes with that, Mike. So there's a huge cost that goes along with this. But we also know the college football is big business. And, man, we're talking about billions of dollars. So at the end of the day, once these new contracts and deals come in, I think we're going to see a lot more of that going on with guys getting, you know, these buyouts.
Hey, one sidebar before we talk about the rest of college football this weekend, including a couple of big games, one of the Big Ten. Greg Sankey sent a memo to everybody about feigning injuries. Faking injuries. Quote, a feigned injury will be found to have occurred unless the national coordinator accepts clear medical information establishing the player. In other words, it's documented he's got a strain to this bone or that ligament. He says it is, quote, disrespectful to the game of college football. Talking about you, Lane Kiffin, and others that have implored this very unmanly tactic, Carl, in college football.
It is. Look, guys do it. Coaches do it. You kind of slow down the game. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get your guys off the field, whatever the case may be. People do it. I think it's classless.
But you got to teach your – if you're going to do this, if you're going to use this subterfuge, Carl, you got to teach your players how to do it. I always get a kick out of Matthew Berry on College Football Final. You know, when they do that, that's a dollar fine. Basically, they fine a guy a dollar. And you see some of these guys, like, literally, it's like, oh! All of a sudden, out of the blue, they just collapse on the ground. It just looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's phony. Hey, real quick about the Big 12. I mentioned this before we got into this conversation. It is our college football playoff talk, guys. Road to the college football playoff. BYU's 8-0. They're 5-0 in the Big 12. Iowa State is 7-0. They're 4-0. They wouldn't play unless they met in the Big 12 title game. And if both managed to reach the finish line without a loss, Mike, it's possible the winner would receive a playoff bye while the loser still qualifies for the playoff. But there are too many variables, as we talk about, with the scenarios that could play out. This is not only going on in the Big 12. This is kind of what we've been talking about, even with the SEC, with four teams potentially, and, okay, they all have one loss, let's just say at the end of the year. You know, Texas A&M, are they going to run the table? I don't know. But then how does that look? You also could say this, you know, about the ACC. We've said even if Clemson and Miami meet in the championship game, both will probably make the playoff. But then what about a one-loss Pitt if they lose? This and there's just not enough spots. So this is where we talk about somebody is going to get left out who has had an amazing season. And that's why not a lot changes. When you go from 4 to 12, yes. But I know we're talking about 12, 11, 10, and people won't see it maybe that way, but that's going to be the argument, Mike, when we get there.
Look, BYU plays clean. They're one of the least penalized teams. They got a really good defense. But some would say, yeah, you put them up against a Power 5. I mean, a big boy. They are in the Power 5. But you put them up against a Georgia or – well, let's see it. I mean, that's why we've got this playoff. Pitt, that's a great point, because if they lose to SMU and they can't beat Clemson, obviously they're done. But if they beat SMU, and a lot of folks feel that this is where the road ends for Pitt, a one-loss Pitt might not, just doesn't have the juice, because they don't have any really impressive, other than beating a number 20 team. That's what the Mustangs are right now. And then the big game for me this weekend, but you're not getting the best punch from Penn State. First up, it's a noon start, Carl, because you know Fox loves the ratings they're getting on those big noon games. Imagine that being at night. Yeah. In Happy Valley, how that would change the pressure you would put on Ohio State. Drew Aller, the quarterback, they say game time decision. The word is he can't put weight on the leg that he's stepping into to make the throws. So I don't know how you're going to be able to do that.
You're telling me Franklin's going to lose another big game? He's 1-9 against these guys.
I mean, like,
he's got to win at
some point. I'm not making excuses, but the best quarterback he's had, arguably, or one of the top two since he's been at Penn State, They got a great run game. Can Ohio State's run defense stop it? I mean, that's what I want. I really wanted to take Penn State, but knowing the quarterback's up in the air, I couldn't bet it.
And the other part of this, you're right about the night game thing. I mean, but I want to, Mike, the pressure's still on Ohio State. There are two teams in college football that spent more money than anybody else in NIL. One is Ohio State. The other is the University of Texas. You cannot do that in this climate and just expect to go take an L against Penn State. Everybody expects Ohio State to be in contention for the national championship. They spend more money than anybody on these players, Mike, and now the pressure is on them. They're going into a place that they've owned.
Right.
And James Franklin doesn't beat Ohio State. So with all the things that you said, you're absolutely right, and it's one reason why you say, I don't think this is going to happen again this year. Mm-hmm. But the pressure's on Ohio State. If they lose...
Yep. Well, I mean, Ryan Day, there'll be people that are saying now, we've got the modern version of John Cooper. And for younger listeners, John Cooper was a guy that could never beat Michigan and put all these guys. I mean, they had teams that were better than some of the Miami teams from like the 80s and 90s. But anyway, Ryan Day is going to get that rep. So I don't if Aller is healthy for Penn State, it's a different ballgame. And you also, real quick, while we're talking Big Ten, I like your pick. Didn't you take the Ducks in the Big House?
I did.
I just don't think Michigan getting any kind of a shooting match with that kind of offense. And I think, you know, you could argue that, you know, Dan Lanning, maybe he's finally figured out how to win the big game after the win over Ohio State.
Yeah, and the quarterback's better, Mike. Their quarterback's just better. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. Top 3 at 6 is coming up. Last night we saw the Jets do something nobody expected. And also, Hawks taking on the Kings here tonight at State Farm Arena. And we'll talk more about our Falcons as you will hear Mike and I's interview with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.